This CNN podcast is brought to you by the American Medical Association's Voice for the Uninsured campaign.
CNN Radio, I'm Rick Vincent. How bad is the winter storm in Ohio? This is what you'll hear if you call the Cleveland Airport.
Due to severe weather conditions, Cleveland-Hopkins International Airport is currently closed. Please check with your air carrier for further arrival and departure information. Cleveland-Hopkins International Airport will reopen Sunday, March 9th at 5:30 a.m.
Parts of the state, like Columbus, received more than 20 inches of snow. Another win for Senator Barack Obama, this time in the Wyoming caucuses. Former President Bill Clinton is in Mississippi campaigning for his wife. Author John Grisham also showed up at the rally to back the former First Lady.
I hope that we as Democrats nominate the candidate who has a record of delivering in the U.S. Senate.
Grisham says he'll be more than willing to support Senator Obama in another 8 years. The Democrats have gained another seat in the House. The longtime Republican district goes to Democrat Bill Foster. He'll finish out the term left vacant by retiring former House Speaker Dennis Hastert. An arrest in the murder of an 18-year-old Auburn student. CNN's Ed McCarthy has the latest.
Police in Auburn, Alabama say an unrelated arrest on robbery charges led them to a suspect in the murder of 18-year-old freshman student Lauren Burke.
All three warrants were signed this morning on an individual by the name of Courtney Laurel Lockhart from Smiths, Alabama. His age is 23 years old.
The suspect's charged with capital murder with attempted robbery, and capital murder with attempted rape in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Police investigating the murder of student Eve Carson are narrowing their investigation.
We've received and have been reviewing surveillance photos of a person of interest in the murder of Eve Carson.
Chapel Hill Police Chief Brian Curran. Ed McCarthy, CNN.
Some folks may be late for church in the morning. Most of the country switches to daylight saving time at 2 a.m., which becomes 3 a.m. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio. A Memphis man is accused of killing his brother and five other people last weekend, including two of his brother's kids. Three of Cecil Dotson's other children are in critical condition. Memphis Police Director Larry Godwin.
This is a tragic case of homicide between two brothers. Jesse Dotson then committed the additional acts of violence in an effort to cover up the initial homicide.
Dotson had recently been released from prison after serving 14 years in prison for a previous murder. Two members of the Senate Armed Services Committee want the government to review Iraqi oil revenues and account for the amount of U.S. dollars spent on the security and reconstruction of Iraq. They say billions of dollars in oil revenue have ended up in non-Iraqi banks. The United Nations anti-drugs chief is denouncing celebrities like Kate Moss and pop star Amy Winehouse, saying that their alleged drug use is helping to devastate Africa. He says the drug trade is corrupting governments and creating addicts in a continent where treatment facilities are rare. This is CNN Radio. A quintet from Charlottesville, Virginia will be crisscrossing the U.S. once again this summer. CNN's John Lawrence has more on what will be one of this year's biggest rock tours.
Death, taxes, and a summer tour from the Dave Matthews Band. Dave, Carter, Fonzie, Leroy, and Boyd will kick off their latest jaunt in Burkittstown, Pennsylvania on May 30th. Among the cities on this tour, Hartford, Charleston, Atlanta, Dallas, Los Angeles, Phoenix, and Cincinnati. For more information, go to DaveMatthewsBand.com. John Lawrence, CNN.
Astronauts bound for orbit Tuesday will dabble in science fiction, assembling a monstrous two-armed space station robot that'll rise like Frankenstein from its transport bed. The robot's name is Dexter. The North Carolina Tar Heels held number 6 Duke scoreless in the final 5 minutes and 42 seconds to pull away and beat the Blue Devils 76-68. I'm Rick Vincent.